In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Great Fast. And in this journey, the Church wants to teach us a lesson. If you want to follow God, if you want to follow God, you have to have a content heart. There is no way for a complainer that he can continue the whole way. Take the example of the Israelites in the wilderness. God made wonders with them, brought them out of the land of Egypt, made them to cross the Red Sea. But all of them fell in the wilderness because they were not content people. They lived and died because of, as complainers. So in order for us now to start the journey of the Great Fast, we have to think of ourselves. Am I a content person? Am I a person who feels like I am blessed, or I just go in life grumbling against God and grumbling against the people around me, and everything I say reflects this kind of heart? So in order to know if I live as a content person or not, let us go and see how content people live. The gospel of today as well gives us this idea about how to live as a content person. The first thing is the content people acknowledge God's work in their lives. This is what the people usually say here, count your blessing. It's not only during the Christmas time where we share emails about what God have done in our lives, but this is day-to-day thing. I know very well what God have given to me. I can number them. I never lose track of them, and I can really know how I'm blessed. I was given many, many things. One of the emails I once received, they have like some statistics. And these statistics say that if you own a house, then you are one of the richest 25% of the world people. So just by owning a house, finding a place where we can dwell in, this makes us among the wealthiest in the world. Not only this, I'm not only speaking about the materialistic blessing, but also the blessing of being born Christians. We did not labor to become what we became. We found ourselves in this great blessing. A lot of people, they were denied because of the faults of their parents and their grandparents this great blessing. Content people, they know that they are blessed, and they believe in that, they acknowledge God's work in their lives. Also, they believe that what is given to them is much more than what they deserve. Sometimes people say that, yes, I have this and this and this, I can count my blessing, but I deserve to be blessed with this. I am lacking this. Why not? I don't have what my brother or sister have. Content people, they reconciled with God in knowing and feeling that what was given to me was much more than what I deserve. What did I do in order to be given what I was given? What did I do in order to have this family or this house or those group of friends? I didn't do anything in order to gain them. They were just a blessing, grace, something given to me. I did not work in order to have it. So they not only acknowledge God's work, but also they believe that what is given to them is much more than what they deserve. This makes them always thankful. They always feel we owe God everything simply because we did not win what we have. It was given. And because it was given, it was much more than what we deserve, then we owe God the thanksgiving. Everything they do or they say says that they are thankful. They are content to God for what He has done to them. Content people also work for today and plan for tomorrow with confidence in God who controls everything. The message of today's gospel, don't worry about tomorrow. There is a difference between worry about tomorrow and taking care of tomorrow. Every one of us has a responsibility, and we are all requested that we plan and we take care of these responsibilities entrusted to us. The difference between worry and taking care is, I do take care when I'm confident God is taking care of me. He has been doing this all the years of my life, and He will continue to do this tomorrow and after tomorrow. Worrying means that I feel like I am the one who is responsible to make myself safe and sound. And sometimes you hear this. A father come to his household and say to them, don't upset me. If I die, you will all die after me. You will be lost. What are you talking about? You are not the one who is taking care. You are just a tool in God's hand. He makes you a reason to provide to this family. If this man disappears, God will still take care of his people. The difference is, I work today, I'm confident. God is taking care of me and my family. He has been doing this with us for many years, and he will keep on doing that. So they do not worry. They work with faith and work with confidence, trusting in God's hand and what He can do to them. Content people, they accept peacefully that they might be lacking certain things in life. Who can say, who can claim that I have got the perfect package? And who can say that I was not given anything? We cannot say either. And we have to accept this fact. No one was granted everything. But how do we deal with this fact? Do we deal with it peacefully? Or I always feel like, why? Why I was not given so? Why I am not so pretty like my friend? Why my parents are not so wealthy like my friend's parents? Why my school is not as good? Why my church is not? Why my house is not? Why I do not have this and this? Living like this will not allow us any time in order to be thankful and worship and follow God. My brothers and sisters, we have to accept that we might be lacking something. So what? So what? If the temper of my wife is not as I think I deserve, so what? Deal with this and live with it. If you are not, you think of yourself not as attractive as the other boy or girl with you in the class, so what? You are blessed in whom you are. Live with this fact, accept peacefully. There is a difference between accepting that I am lacking something peacefully, and I feel like this is a big deal. My life stops here because I was not given what other people were given. Content people do not complain against God's will and wisdom. The second step after feeling that I am lacking something is that I will look who did not give. Who is the one responsible? God. God is not fair to me. He doesn't like me. I am not from His people. I was not blessed enough. I was not given so and so. Content people, they do not grumble against God. They do not question His will. They do not question His wisdom and His fairness. If we doubt these basic facts, we cannot love God. How can I love someone whom I feel that He is not fair to me? How can I love and follow someone I don't trust His wisdom? He is not wise enough. He did not distribute things in a fair way. If I feel this way, how can I offer Him worship? How can I fast and pray and follow God with a sincere heart through a narrow gate? There is no way. If I live as a content person, I will find it that God deserves to be thanked, not to be complained against. Content people as well, their eyes see what is good in others. They wish for everyone to be prosperous. That's why in the gospel of today, the Lord spoke about if your eye is pure, the whole body is enlightened. If your eye is evil, the whole body is darkened. Why? Why? How can this fit into the text of speaking about don't worry about tomorrow? It is the eye that makes us to think, do I lack? I compare myself to others and see why this so and why I am not the same. Content people, they never put themselves in a comparison with someone to feel afterward bitterness. On the contrary, they see good things in others, and also they wish everyone to be prosperous. They do not feel bad when someone is successful, or someone is achieving, or someone was given a promotion. They don't feel like I am competing with anyone. I am content in whom I am and what was given to me. I don't feel like this person, why he was given. He doesn't deserve. I know this person very well. Not as competent as me. Not as efficient as I can do my work. And he was given this promotion and I'm still struggling here. Content people never think this way. Their eyes are simple, pure. Look to others in love. See the good things in them. Wish everyone to be prosperous and to be successful and to exceed whatever they might be able to get. Content people, their main focus is on the end, on the need of others, and on their heart's purity. Because they are not struggling from inside with feeling that I deserve, I want, I'm lacking, then their focus is in the right place, at the end, where I am from my eternity. Their eyes also and their heart is focused into other people need, because they love others, they feel good when others are prosperous, then they think what others people might need around me that I can satisfy. Their focus is on their heart's purity, where I am from the image of God. I am called to be a holy person. Every one of us is called to be holy. Where I am from this? Why they are able to focus this way? Simply because they are not struggling with needs, with the wild ambition, with others competing with them. Their focus is in the good stuff, the things that's going to remain. That's why the Lord concluded the passage of today, the sermon of today, about seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. There is no way for anyone to can seek first the kingdom of God unless I feel like I'm not lacking anything. I am fine. I am okay. Everything is fine. Even if I'm lacking something, it's okay. I can live with it. Let me focus on the end, where I am headed, where if my life ends today, where I'm going to be tomorrow. The message of today, the gospel of today at the beginning of the Lent, in order to follow God, you have to have a content heart. People who grumble, complainers, they cannot make it. There is no way. They are so much occupied with things that will hinder them from following God. Let us review these things about how content people live. They acknowledge God's work in their lives. They believe that what is given to them is much more than what they deserve. They work for today and plan for tomorrow with confidence in God who controls everything. They accept peacefully that they may be lacking certain things in life. They do not complain against God's will or wisdom. Their eyes see what is good in others. They wish for everyone to be prosperous. Their main focus is on the end and the needs of others and their heart's purity. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.